Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Doug Chafee, 4th District Supervisor, and I am the Vice Chair of this committee. It's my pleasure to call this meeting to order. Madam Clerk, or sir, Mr. Clerk.
Authority Member Davis, absent. Authority Member Rasik.
Here.
Authority Member Smith.
Here.
Vice Chair Chafee.
Present.
Chair Ivanka, absent. A quorum exists. Would you please rise at this time and have Assembly Authority Member Smith lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Absolutely. If you would, please place your hand over your heart and join me in pledging the allegiance to the flag of this great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Be seated. At this time, the public may address the Public Financing Authority considering any agenda item which is not a public hearing item or on matters within the jurisdiction of the Public Financing Authority. There is a 5-minute time limit for each individual addressing the Public Financing Authority. Is there anyone from the public wishing to address the board on something other than the public hearing item? Seeing none and having received no electronic communications relative to that item, that would close oral communications. There is no consent calendar. There is no regular agenda. The only item is the public hearing one. On the public hearing to hear all written and oral comments on the Placentia Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District, Placentia EIFD 2024-25 Annual Report. Okay, I'd ask the chair to open the public hearing.
The public hearing is now open. Are there any persons here who would like to address us with respect to this matter?
Or we can take the staff report first and then get comments.
Well, ask the public first if there is. Okay. If there is no one, then we'd ask the staff report if you would please present it.
I do have a public comment. Call to the podium Richard Salazar.
Earlier today I submitted some written comments in regards to this EFID. I'm here with my father, Manuel Salazar. I've been a resident of Placentia my whole life, and my parents, my grandparents, great-grandparents, we're all from here. We've been here for maybe 85 years. So we've seen a lot of things happen in the community. When I received the letter from, the clerk's office in regards to this EFID program, I started to then, I wanted to find out more about it. So I actually read it and consulted with friends from the UCLA Public School of Urban Planning, as well as from some of my friends at the business school there. And so we started to evaluate it and started to do analysis. We started to realize that there's some inherent issues with this IFED program as it relates to the Chapman Corridor Revitalization Program. And I think there's some major concerns here, especially for working class people, in terms of what the indirect or redirected tax schemes that are going to be occurring with this plan. I need to know a little bit more about it. Rather than going into the details of this, of what I submitted, I think there's time to look at this a little bit more carefully. But also, the issue that I really wanted to address was like, how would this be related to the Chapman Corridor Revitalization Plan? Because within that EFID on the website, it doesn't really go into much detail in terms of how these are going to be correlated or how they're going to work together. And I wanted to find out what it would be at this time, the tax implications for the residents here. Because at face value, we can look at it as something that's incremental, but it also may have a devastating effect on the people that are current residents here. And that's why I'm here, because we have a lot of family that live here, a lot of seniors, things are really tough right now in certain communities, and I think that this would have some kind of effect that we may not necessarily realize that could be a negative rather than a positive. So that's those are my comments, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. Are there any other speakers?
Seeing none, that would close public comment. Is there a staff report?
Then may we have the staff part report.
I'd like to welcome up Joe Diegas, our consultant from COSLA, to prepare this report.
Thank you.
Good evening, Vice Chair, members of the board. Joe Diegas, COSLA, very nice to be with you again. Here we are at the annual presentation of your annual report for this Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District, or EIFD. It always helps, maybe in part for the board, but certainly for members of the public who I'm pleased to have here today. A little bit of background, just a brief summary. This endeavor started 2018-2019 when the city was awarded a grant by the Southern California Association of Governments, or SCAG. And it was all about putting in place an infrastructure funding and financing tool to invest in this part of the community. Yeah, the purpose of this tool was for the city to take advantage of a new tool that was available, the Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District, and cooperate with other taxi entities such as the County of Orange, very importantly, without increasing taxes to any resident or property owner or business or renter or any individual within the city, and certainly not within this boundary, but really as a tool for the city to take a piece of the future property tax that would have otherwise gone to the general fund within this area, and rather put it aside in what we relate as sort of a retirement fund. Set aside dollars in that separate fund, but dedicate those dollars for infrastructure in this specific part of the community. And one of the reasons we've seen cities do that is to achieve partnerships with other entities, such as the County of Orange, represented here by Supervisor Chafee. And so this was really a tool for the city to set aside some dollars, attract net new dollars from the county as its partner, for investment in this area, again, without any tax impacts for residents, businesses, property owners, renters within this area. It's really the public agency setting aside dollars for this part of the community. It's very important. It's not encumbering any pre-existing revenues of the city. It's just saying as revenues grow beyond those 2019-2020 levels, city is just putting aside some piece of the future property tax, and the county is matching a portion of that in this of city-county pot of dollars. All of that is for investment into infrastructure in this part of the city. So again, just a review for all members of the public on what this is. And this was formed in 2019. At first, the sort of base year that was established was the 2020-2021. And here we are 4 years in. This is our fourth annual report of revenues. And the purpose of this meeting is just to do that annual compliance check. How are we doing based on what we said we thought we were going to do in our plan, projections versus actuals, status of projects, all those sorts of things are in this annual report. And it's also an opportunity to consider any changes to the financing plan. And given that this whole infrastructure financing plan was just updated last year in 2024, staff and consultant as the advisor, we're not suggesting any further changes to this plan. Just as another means to refresh certain members of the public, the boundaries are everything that's in a color here. It's about 300 acres. So when we talk about putting aside some piece of the future property tax in a special fund, we're just talking about the future property tax in this area, this 300 or so acres within the city. Those are the only portions that are affected. So fourth year revenues, what we're showing here is each of the years, what the projections were for the revenues, and then the actuals in the middle, and then the difference between actuals and projected to the far right. And due in large part to the revision that was done in 2024, we're seeing that we almost hit it on the nose in 24-25, where projections were about $235,000. The actuals were just short of $204,000, just over $1,000 net difference. So we like that we're getting closer, not farther, in terms of our projections. That's a good thing. The total amount that's sitting in the account, so to speak, is this $510,000. That's the status of today, as of today. As the board may see, expenditures for next fiscal year, 25-26, are being proposed as follows. $150,000 for the streetscape master plan design and engineering, finally nearing a point to go out to bid for construction. That was the whole point of this thing, the streetscape master plan, and here we are, at the point where we can hopefully finalize these master plan designs and then go out to bid. $50,000 for services rendered by Cosmont Financial Services, in connection with an anticipated EIFD bond issuance. I think originally that scope of work was approved, I think it was 2021 or 2022, with anticipation of going out to bond. And then we entered sort of a revision process of the financing plan, and now a desire to wait for the increment levels to build up just a bit further so that the EIFD can do an issuance with less exposure from the city as lead agency. So a conversation to return to the future would be, what's that bond structure look like? Nothing that's being decided today. And then the last piece is quite administrative in nature. All these meetings, very importantly, for purposes of transparency and communication, there are newspaper notices, mailing notices, website notices. There are some costs associated with that thing, with those things, and the city is recapturing a portion of those administrative costs. So for today, here we are just conducting a public hearing on this annual report. That comes along with a resolution that's attached to this item. Certainly Cosmont is here to address any questions of the BFA board, of the public. But that concludes the staff report. Again, happy to answer questions.
Mr. Chair.
Does that complete your report for now, except for questions?
Yes.
Okay. Authority Member Smith, do you have any questions you'd like to ask this staff?
No, I just wanted to say I appreciate the update. It is an annual report giving us a status check on where we're at. I appreciate the sharing of the information. I know that City Council itself has recently taken some action pursuant to preparation and adoption of our 25-26 fiscal year budget for one of the requests or allocations made here moving forward. And that pursuant to the requirements of moving this project forward, the annual report was necessary, and I appreciate the information delivered as well as the public comments.
Yeah. Made. Member Rasek, any comments, questions?
Yeah, quickly. You mentioned that you made an adjustment between the 23 and 24 and to get the numbers more accurate in the following year. What adjustments were made there?
Our projections of revenue are based on what we think is actually going to happen in terms of private sector investment, units going vertical, specific real estate development, and we were seeing impacts from COVID interest rates, construction costs that were dragging those out of it. So the update was basically, let's say, pushing something that we thought was going to happen in 2025 out to 2026 or 2027, based on where our staff's conversations with the private sector were indicating. And so as we push some of those development assumptions out, the anticipated revenues also get pushed out. So that was kind of the process. Development projections and then revenues. Just trying to make those as accurate as possible.
All right, thank you.
Well, if I may make a few comments here. We have the expenses and the amount of revenue, but how much cash do we have on hand? I don't see anything like that here. Where are we in terms of a financial statement that can show the status?
It's approximately $510,000.
Cash on hand after the payments we've made?
Correct.
Okay, so this is a little beyond what you just said, then the $510,000 that you indicate in this report, we actually received beyond that because we've paid some expenses and now you have cash actually in excess of that amount.
Oh, thank you, now I understand. So there's actually been nothing spent so far. The $510,000 cash on hand, nothing's been spent. The expenses that are being proposed would be for the next year.
These are proposed expenses. They're not actually expended yet.
Correct, Chair.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I'm sorry if I miscommunicated.
I would, if it's possible, tracking the county sheriff separately from Placentia. I'd like to point out that it's not just a Placentia money, it's a county money that's now coming in as well. It would have been spent in the county instead of being designated exclusively for use in Placentia. It's actually enhancing the money that's available here. And then I'd like to know where we are with the bond issue. When might that actually happen? Is there any projected time?
Thank you, Vice Chair. I'll start with the first part. We absolutely have the transparency for city versus county splits. We can make that crystal clear in future order of magnitude. It's about 2/3 city, 1/3 county for members of the public. But we'll come back with what those actually are.
Yeah, if you would.
In explicit terms. You got it. Status of the bond issue, I could take a shot, but perhaps the city manager can do better than I can.
So the city council held a study session about a month or so ago to devote it just solely to the AFD. The discussion was with $1 million loan that the city was fronting the AFD. There was some desire by the city council to wait until we'd accumulated more money in the EIFD fund. So that 510 that we have on hand now, minus some of the expenses that you see up here on the board, and then really letting the EIFD kind of accumulate more so that the city's general fund would be less on the hook for that $1 million funding up front. Right now, we do need to complete the streetscape design. So that $150,000 dedicated up there, that's something that we need to do to accommodate our fire apparatus. The original design included, when we were still at the CFA, and their apparatus had different radius turning abilities. And so before we can even go out to bid, we need to finish that design anyway, so we're getting that work out of the way. While the EIFD funds are accumulating, and at that point, when we get the design completed, we can come back to council and we can actually bid out the project to know what the real cost will be. And see if at that time council is comfortable moving forward with bond and issuing the contracts for the streetscape plan.
Okay. I wonder if we could get some projected timeline as to when some of these things can actually go underway. I think that's part of the disappointment. Stuff hasn't happened as rapidly as originally targeted. I know when it was done, we were very enthusiastic about creating the first partnership in the state, in the city and a county, and revitalizing an old downtown area that would attract private businesses and enhance over time the revenue base for the city itself. And it seems like time is slipping by here, and I think we should have some idea when these things can actually happen. With that, do we have any more comments? Well, then I'm going to close the public hearing and ask for a motion to adopt resolution number PFA-2025-01. I'll make the motion if there's a second.
I'll make a second.
All right.
Okay, on the motion.
Please call.
Authority member Rasick?
Yes.
Authority member Davis not voting. Authority member Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chair Chafee?
Aye.
And Chairman Vanka not voting. The measure passes 3 yes, 2 not voting.
Okay, are there any further requests of staff? I made some. Is there any others? Seeing none. Then I also want to thank the public member for providing us with the written comments. I know some work went into that. I thank you for that very much. And do keep an eye on us, please. Appreciate it. I think we'll start to see some happening, and public input is very important, so thank you for that. And with that, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you, members, for attending and your attention this afternoon.
Thank you.